This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, take control toll free here. Ridiculous California watering regulations are in effect, but don't conserve too much, because if you conserve too much, you'll get in trouble there too. So you get in trouble for spraying too much water, and you also get in trouble for not using enough. So we'll give you the details on that. It's crazy. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. With you in studio here on Free Talk Live, it's Ian.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
I said we had really exciting news about Bitcoin. And we spent the last hour kind of a little doom and gloom last hour about Bitcoin because New York State is coming up with regulations. It's probably not going to be good news for Bitcoin-based businesses, or at least exchanges, people that are exchanging Bitcoins in New York, or even for people that are doing business outside of New York with New York customers. That's a concern as well. So very concerning news, but to kind of balance that out, from Coindesk.com, and also several other websites, this is spreading quite quickly. Multinational computer technology specialist Dell Computers has announced it is now accepting Bitcoin through a partnership with Coinbase.
Woo!
With revenue approaching annual $57 billion, Dell is roughly four times the size of Dish Network, the previous biggest Bitcoin-accepting business. So now Dish Network had announced recently that they will be accepting Bitcoin at the end of the year. They have not yet implemented that. Dell has implemented it. You can go right now to their website and order things for Bitcoin, which is very, very exciting. This is the biggest company by far to have announced Bitcoin acceptance. There was history made earlier this year when Overstock.com was the first company with more than $1 billion worth of revenue to announce Bitcoin acceptance, and it's just been growing ever since then. And now with Dell Computers coming on board, it seems like it's only a matter of time. You got Newegg also now accepting Bitcoin as well.
Cheap Air, Expedia.
I think this is a genius business move for Dell because
so smart, yeah.
they sell computers, and most people who mine Bitcoins or just use Bitcoins in general, like, they're computer people as well.
Absolutely. And as Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock.com, pointed out, they brought in a bunch of new business when Overstock announced, hey, we're taking Bitcoin and let people come in and buy stuff with Bitcoin. They brought in something like $200,000 in business, and he said that was like within 24 hours.
That was the first day.
Right,
wow.
So like $200,000 first day. He said 70% of it was new business, new customers who had never ordered from Overstock.com before. Now, I've had a Dell computer in the past. I liked it. I thought it was a decent product. I would buy from them again. And I have to say, I went on their website today looking around to see, what do these guys have? You know, what can I get for Bitcoin?
Well, the scheme is working.
The netbook that I'm using right now, I got from Dell.
Excellent. Excellent. And so very exciting. And apparently they're now incentivizing Bitcoin purchases because, like, I was thinking, maybe I'll go try. I've never gotten one of the tablet things before, and they're relatively cheap. So I'm thinking about maybe just trying that out just because I think it's great to show a company appreciation for coming on and buying, and accepting Bitcoin. If you can afford it, to go and just go ahead and buy something from a company that you are excited about accepting Bitcoin to give them a thank you for this, because the more companies like Dell that accept Bitcoin, the more entrenched Bitcoin will become and the more important and probably the more valuable it will become in the long run as well. But anyway,
yeah. Plus if you start purchasing things with Bitcoin, especially now that this is like a whole new aspect of the market that's open up to spending your Bitcoin on, like, that's going to make it more valuable just in the fact that it's being exchanged for.
Exactly. So right now over $600 per Bitcoin is the current price, right? Around $630. Following today's announcement, consumers and small business owners are able to purchase all items on Dell.com using Bitcoin. To promote the news, the company is also offering a 10% discount on all Alienware brand products to Bitcoin buyers. And the Alienware is, it used to not be a Dell product. They bought the company a few years back, I think. anyway, they sell kind of ballsy, laptops for gaming, essentially. And they're supposedly pretty nice products, from what I understand.
Yeah, from what I understand, they have very high processing power.
Yes.
So they're ideal for gaming or for even mining, if you wanted to do that.
I don't know if you'd want to use a laptop for mining because you're constantly running very hot.
It's just laptops. I think they also sell actual.
They still sell desktops.
That's true. You're right. The Alienware desktops. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. They do have those. Go there, check it out. Their story here is from Coindesk.com. They're given a 10% discount. They also, of course, sell servers, data storage devices, cameras, printers, personal computers. Anything you can buy at Dell's website, you can pay with Bitcoin. In a blog post on the announcement, Coinbase indicated Dell is seeking to provide customers with greater payment flexibility, and once the decision to accept Bitcoin was reached, the company moved quickly, implementing payments on the site in just 2 weeks. Dell CIO Paul Walsh said, quote, "It's always our goal to respond quickly to our customers and ensure their needs are met. Partnering with Coinbase to implement the solution in 14 days is a prime example of the new, more agile Dell." And, you know, I got to say, that's pretty impressive for a big company like this, for a company with, you know, this size, $57 billion annual revenue. For them to be able to implement a new system like this in that short period of time is pretty impressive. Same thing with Overstock. Once Patrick Byrne decided he wanted to do Bitcoin, he basically said he locked some programmers into a room for a week, and you know, they got it done.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was like a week, 10 days maybe,
yeah,
from the time that it was announced that Overstock was going to, at some point during the year, begin accepting Bitcoin. And then like a week and a half later, Overstock is now accepting Bitcoin.
The official announcement was released on Twitter by Dell's CEO and Board of Directors Chairman Michael Dell. Dell founded the company at age 19 and quickly grew the business into a Fortune 500 company, becoming one of the youngest CEOs to make the list at the time. Dell is now the third largest private company in America, and they take Bitcoin.
How do they define private company?
That would mean a company not publicly owned, I think. That's the typical definition, as I understand it. So,
you can't buy stocks for it. It's
correct.
Not traded on any international
exchange. Not publicly traded, at least. Yeah.
Right, because you can buy stock in Dell.
Really?
It's what they call, over-the-counter stock.
Okay, so that's news to me. I didn't know that. I thought that private...
There's a bunch of people in, I believe it's Plano, Texas, which is where Dell's headquarters are.
Uh-huh.
They call these people Dellionaires because they were investors early on in the stock. And then the stock wound up just, you know, like shooting up tremendously. And so all of these people wound up getting rich.
Dell.com/Bitcoin is a page they've set up to allow people to kind of learn a thing or two about Bitcoin, kind of give an intro of what these things are. There's a terms and conditions page especially for Bitcoin. And I actually was reading over this myself, and I didn't know they were talking about it in the CoinDesk. I was wondering, how are they going to handle refunds? Because in a lot of cases, a Bitcoin transaction feels very final. When you do a Bitcoin transaction, there's no what they call chargeback. There's no mechanism, you know, within the system of Bitcoin to just hit a refund and, you know.
Actually, Coinbase has that built into their system.
Do they?
Yes.
Well, that's not how they're going to be doing it here.
If you bought something from me on the Bitcoin store that I run, and you ultimately...
At fpp.cc?
Yes. Yeah. And you decided, before I shipped the product, hey, I don't want this, or I accidentally bought two instead of one, there's a button that I can click to refund.
Huh. Okay. But in that case, if you refunded somebody's Bitcoin and the Bitcoins had gone up in value, then they would be getting more out of you than what they paid for, right?
Still be getting the same amount of Bitcoin that they sent you.
That's true, but that's why I think Dell has a policy that says they will cut you a check in U.S. dollars for the amount of the laptop that you purchased,
yeah,
or whatever.
Well, the way a lot of stores do, if I go into Walmart, for example, and I use my debit card to make a purchase, and then I go to return the item, they will not send the money back to my credit union. They will instead give me a Walmart card with the amount of store credit for the refund.
Coinbase added the previous largest merchant to the Bitcoin ecosystem in late May when it announced that Dish Network would be accepting Bitcoin payments. Dish has an annual revenue approaching $14 billion per year. The California-based company followed up the announcement by revealing that online travel booking giant Expedia and 1-800-Flowers will also be accepting Bitcoin this summer. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here, 855-453. We'll talk about the water crackdown happening in California here in a few moments. Your call is certainly welcome about whatever happens to be on your mind. And, of course, we've been talking a lot about Bitcoin here. It's very exciting news today as Dell Computers announcing they are taking Bitcoin on their website, effective immediately. Very cool stuff. PassportsForBitcoin.com is where you can go to get a second passport or maybe even renounce your citizenship. Last year was an all-time record for people renouncing U.S. citizenship, and it's done all over the world, whether it's governmental intrusion on privacy, protest against foreign policy to protect your wealth, avoid pointless regulations, onerous taxation, or as a refuge. You might want to get a second passport or change your citizenship. Check out the St. Kitts program at PassportsForBitcoin.com. Now, obviously, they take Bitcoin, and that's another way that Bitcoins can offer you more freedom. PassportsForBitcoin.com. We go to...
Well, before we do, yeah. Let me correct something that I said in the last segment.
Yes, about Dell.
I had mentioned about, you know, you could buy Dell stock, and that is partially a factual statement because at one time you could buy Dell stock.
Mm.
Apparently, Michael Dell, being paraphrased by the New Republic, said that the stock market is a giant ripoff of middle-class investors and took the company private, meaning that he purchased all of the outstanding shares at a rate of $13.88 per share, meaning he spent $24.9 billion
to buy his own company
so that he then has complete control of his company.
When did that happen?
This was finalized in October of last year.
Oh, wow. Okay, so maybe
very recently.
That is interesting because this is a huge company, and when they made the statement in their Bitcoin press release about how nimble they are now, I believe it because they probably don't have the level of bureaucracy that they had previously with being a publicly run company.
You don't have to worry about board meetings and this and that and investors coming to a meeting.
And that probably made it much easier for them to start accepting Bitcoin because they didn't have to go through a committee.
Approval process.
Yeah,
I think that's absolutely true, because I know that being able to kind of do my own thing with Free Talk Live has always been a very freeing feeling. I would not want to have a board of directors deciding how to, you know, run Free Talk Live, and I don't know what things we've done that we wouldn't have done previously if there had always been somebody there questioning every single move.
You probably would not have gotten arrested near as many times as you have.
I bet you're right.
If you had a board of directors to answer to, Ian.
So I support this, and that makes me even more, you know, interested in Dell as a privately run company now again. Very exciting. So there you go, Dell.com/Bitcoin. Go there and check them out. Let's go to the phones here. Actually, in this case, it's Skype, where Tim is on the line. Whoa, Tim, sounds like there's an air conditioner back there. You're on the air. It sounds like he muted himself. Hey, Tim. You are on the radio.
I didn't hear you say my name because I guess it went out a little funny. Anyway, besides the thing itself of, you know, so many of them, you know, coming over here illegally and carrying all the diseases that I heard about with them and other stuff.
You're talking about immigration?
This is the topic we talked about last week.
Okay. What are your thoughts, Tim?
Besides that, you know, bothering you about it.
What bothers you?
The thing of people from other countries like that coming over here.
Why does that bother you?
There's also the thing of all the diseases that you know.
Well, that's a bunch of nonsense. But why does that bother you? People have diseases all over the place. So, why does it bother you people coming here?
Well, it's just illegally.
So?
And also, there.
That's not a reason. I mean, that's like an excuse for tyranny. But
I don't like anybody that drives 2 miles an hour over the speed limit because that's
illegal. Look, why do you care what people do if they're not hurting anybody else, Tim?
Well, it seems like they're also always taking all our jobs. They're getting
Has your job been taken by an immigrant?
No, but
mine hasn't either.
Any jobs you know that are out there.
Tim, do you think that the supply of jobs is finite? That the jobs can just dry up and there'll be no more jobs?
Sometimes they bring jobs with them.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they start their own businesses. Many immigrants are very entrepreneurial people. In fact, an immigrant is more likely to be an entrepreneur than the average American, from what I understand.
Amy, there's something else that's going to say yet. And that is another one of my things that I feel, you know, will bother me is that, you know, if it causes a health crisis, you know, if that the thing about the, you know, diseases, if that, you know, would be real and it would cause a, you know, a health crisis and also, I've also heard about.
We're kind of jumping all over the place here, Tim. I'm gonna say thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The whole scaremongering factor of the immigrants are bringing diseases over here. They've got leprosy, is what I remember years ago. People were calling the show. And
oh yeah, you've still got one of the promos that runs occasionally.
Dog eating leprosy carriers, basically, was what immigrants were alleged to be, and it's absolutely all outrageous. I mean, obviously, if people are coming to a place, some of them are going to be sick, some of them are going to have some sort of disease, but there are people that have diseases within the United States, and I don't think anybody's proposing to turn those people out, to take them and put them in some sort of island disease colony, you know, where all the sick people are placed. So I think I'd rather have the, you know, the medical community and the people who care about health kind of handling this rather than turning it over to the government.
Yeah, wouldn't you want to heal those people if you're working in medical science instead of just saying, nope, actually, you're not a citizen, so we're not going to try and heal you?
Well, right. So why wouldn't somebody who's working in the medical field welcome the idea of sick people coming here? That's your job. That's keep you in business. Sick people, you know, coming to doctors and things like that. I guess you could argue that there's only so many hospital beds and that, you know, oh, we don't want the whole sick population of the world to come here to the United States. Of course, if we actually had not such a restrictive regulated healthcare system,
there would be more hospitals.
Right. They could build hospitals as was necessary according to the demand in the economy.
Yeah, and not to mention, think about all the diseases that have been wiped out in the past 100 years because of medical advancements. And I think that, you know, it's not like they're carrying Ebola with them and that everybody's going to die instantly when immigrants show up.
But this is a fear-mongering that goes on when it comes to the idea of stopping immigration.
But if you want to fear-monger, you could fear-monger about don't go to a hospital because you're, what is it, like 10 times more likely to get a staph infection in a hospital than anywhere else.
Or flesh-eating bacteria.
Whoa, yeah, like MRSA?
Yes.
This is a common tactic to associate immigrants with the unclean, to associate immigrants with a danger to you and your family. But there's always the chance that you could come down with something, and it could come from your grandmother, not necessarily an immigrant. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and again, I'd rather not put it in the hands of the government, if there is a problem, to have the government handle it, because they won't handle it with compassion. And these are human beings, and they deserve compassion. More coming up.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features waiting for you. You can control the content right there on the front page of the website. You just submit what you want, and then other listeners can vote. You can vote on things as well. You vote up what you like and down what you do not. Over at freetalklive.com. And you can get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there, BuzzBox Coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. You can get that free pound by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. You get signed up for the BuzzBox Auto Ship program. You can cancel your subscription at any time, and you can customize your subscription to send you the coffee that you want as often as you'd like to receive it. And BuzzBox obviously is really proud of their coffee, and they think you're going to like it. That's why they're giving you a free pound to try it out at coffee.freetalklive.com. Plus, BuzzBox does something special that other coffee companies don't do. They help people around the world make a better life for themselves by allowing them to buy into their coffee co-op and also teaming up with World Vision to offer microloans to folks in poverty and give them a chance to make a better life. Again, go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com will finance one microloan for a person in a tough part of the world to live in. So go and check it out and get your free coffee. Just pay the cost of shipping, and that free pound is yours at coffee.freetalklive.com. Again, that's coffee.freetalklive.com. So lots of Bitcoin news tonight, but also California. There's been some headlines coming out of California about the drought situation. Watering restrictions, water use restrictions are in place, and they're even setting up snitch lines. We can talk about the restrictions, but there's also the other side of the story. So in California, there's restrictions that say you can't use water on certain under certain parameters, but also they say that you have to use water to, for instance, water your lawn. If your lawn is too brown, you could be getting in trouble in California as well.
Is this the entire state or just specific neighborhoods?
I'm going to guess this is specific cities that have ordinances like this. I doubt a green yard ordinance is a state-level law. Usually that's a local thing. In this case, there were stories from Reuters. A Southern California couple who scaled back watering their lawn amid the state's drought received a warning from the suburb where they live that they might be fined for creating an eyesore despite emergency statewide orders to conserve. Michael Corte and Laura Whitney, who live near Los Angeles in Glendora, said on Thursday they had received a letter from the city warning they had 60 days to green up their partially brown lawn or pay a fine ranging from $100 to $500. Actually, I'm surprised it's not $100 to $500 per day, because in a lot of cases, once you get a notice from a zoning ordinance, you know, like a zoning violation, they'll tell you that you have 2 weeks to clear up this issue or we will begin issuing you $500 a day fines.
Yeah, what was it that they wound up trying to charge you with on the smoke detector thing?
They were threatening $500 a day.
$500 per day.
Yeah, as long as the violation continued. Said, I don't think it's right for us to start pouring water into our lawn in the middle of July during a drought, said one of the homeowners. We're kind of in a quandary about what to do. The letter, bearing the official symbols of Glendora and its police department, came the same week that statewide water regulators passed emergency drought restrictions for outdoor water use. Those regulations, to take effect this August, require cities to demand cutbacks in water use and empower them to fine residents up to $500 for overwatering their lawns. California is in the third year of an extreme drought that is expected to cost the state an estimated $2.2 billion and more than 17,000 agricultural jobs.
You know what makes no sense to me? There's how many miles of coastline in California, and some business hasn't figured out how to remove the salt from the ocean water?
Oh, yeah, it's desalination. I mean, that exists.
It is pretty expensive to do that. It just sounds like they're putting them into a corner in this situation, like they really don't have any other option. I feel like the suburb that is demanding that they green up their lawn, you know, take into consideration the fact that they don't have any other alternative options. What are they going to do? Like, lay AstroTurf on their lawn? Well, I considered the spray paint idea, but I thought that that might be, like, polluting the environment or something.
It could very well
just be dumping that much paint on your lawn.
Especially in California. I'm sure there's an ordinance against painting your lawn.
Somebody's tried it before.
There's probably an ordinance against putting artificial turf on the lawn.
Right, so if you wanted to replace the grass.
There's probably an ordinance against removing the grass altogether and just making a big, giant parking lot. Or put up solar panels. If you're in the middle of nowhere, you could just, you know, like, put up solar panels.
I don't think Glendora's
always sunny.
I don't think Glendora's the middle of nowhere.
I think the solution to this problem is that everybody in the neighborhood needs to cut back on watering their lawn so that everybody has a brown lawn. So that way there will be no eyesores. It'll all just be the same.
But then everybody would wind up having to pay their $500 fine.
No, they wouldn't, because it wouldn't be an eyesore then. It would just be the norm.
No, it would be an eyesore to the code enforcer who wants everything to be all peachy keen.
Well, the code enforcer probably needs to pay more attention to the legislation that says that there's cutbacks.
Why? Why should he? It's not his obligation to obey the ordinances. He probably lives in a town outside of Glendora. Odds are good he doesn't even live there. A lot of these bureaucrats here in Keene, at least, they don't even live in Keene. They're getting a Keene paycheck from Keene, New Hampshire, city of Keene, but there's no requirement that they actually live within the city and pay the ridiculous tax rates that Keene residents pay.
Right. It's completely unreasonable. They can't comply with both laws at the same time.
Well, apparently they could if they find the right balance. Not using the water too much, but not using it too little. as well. Now, where that balance is, I guess they'll find
so
out.
It's the Goldilocks rule.
Well, I guess they should just keep tweaking the yard until they stop getting threats from the city, and then they'll know that they're in that sweet spot.
Right. So it's the Goldilocks rule of it has to be just right.
Right, and we know it when we see it, because I don't know what the rules are in California. Apparently, they have, you know, there's been some kind of statewide notice put out, the emergency drought restrictions. We'll have to find out what that entails, because I remember when I lived in Florida, they had restrictions that said that if you lived at an even-numbered address, you could only water on, like, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. But if you lived at an odd-numbered address, then you could water on the other days of the week. And so if you were at an address where there was watering going on the wrong day, code enforcement would find you, and they would come after you.
They would find you. They would be out walking
yes.
the neighborhoods looking for even numbered houses.
In Florida, like in Keene, you can walk around because Keene's a small place. But in Florida, everything's sprawled out, so everyone drives everywhere in Florida. Unless you, for whatever reason, have been prohibited from driving, then things get a little difficult for you. But they have buses and things like that. But yeah, and in Sarasota, Florida, where I come from, they have guys in trucks that drive around, and they're code enforcers, and that's their job all day long is to find code violations in people's homes.
So they're just looking for you to water your lawn. They're waiting
for
you.
Oh, yeah. Petty stuff like that constantly. So people will try to water in the dark of night, for instance. I've done that in the past in Florida where I've, you know, put the watering implement out there and then hopefully wake up before it, you know, before it's too late, before it gets too light.
I'm not watering my lawn. I'm just filling this swimming pool. Whoops. I spilled it.
Oh, and there are probably some regulations against that as well. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find the actual wording of the regulations
in
California.
They're called emergency drought restrictions for outdoor water use, at least according to the story here at Reuters. California is in its third year of the extreme drought, expected to cost the state an estimated $2.2 billion, and more than 17,000 agricultural jobs. Democratic Governor Jerry Brown declared the drought emergency in January. In Glendora, City Manager Chris Jeffers said the city did encourage conservation, but that the lawn was in such bad shape that it was reported as possibly abandoned. He said, "We were responding to a complaint that we received of a possible abandoned property. Crews visited and determined it was not abandoned, but not kept. The landscape was dead, and there were large areas of just dirt." Instead of citing the couple, he said officials opted to leave a letter explaining that conserving water did not mean abandoning the landscape. Conservation does not mean neighborhoods need to deteriorate because property owners want the landscape to die or go unmaintained, he said.
So obviously these neighbors didn't see these people going to and from their house all the time.
Yeah, maybe they weren't even neighbors. Maybe it was just people driving by, you know, on the way to work or something like that. The toll-free number. And there's more, by the way, about the Snitch Society being set up in earnest there in California and a related story about the watering restrictions. You living in California? Can you give us the scoop? Free Talk Live.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-608-9424.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box. BuzzBox videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want right here, toll free. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live brought to you by Victimless Crime Spree. It's free. You can go watch it anytime you want. At victimlesscrimespree.com, there's a feature-length documentary film waiting for you. It's very entertaining. It's all about our buddy Derek J. Freeman and his, well, victimless crime spree that he did went on back in 2011, 2012 here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. It is the only movie thus far put together by Free State Project participants into focused on New Hampshire and what's happening, some of what's happening up here. It's very cool. I enjoyed being part of it, and you can go to victimlesscrimespree.com to check it out. Share it, please, with your friends. Again, victimlesscrimespree.com. Now, we're definitely talking about a victimless crime, in this case in California, with a couple who is in trouble with the city of Glendora. It's actually a city of about 50,000 people, apparently outside of Los Angeles. They are facing a threat from the city because their lawn is brown, and they had decided a few weeks ago that they were going to cut back severely on watering their lawn. The city is saying that the lawn is even like not even there in some parts. It's just dust, that the grass is completely died. But regardless of the status of the lawn, these folks are confused. They're saying that on one hand, the state announced an emergency restriction on watering back in January. So they decided that they wanted to be good little citizens and, you know, stewards of the environment and try to stop the water from, well, evaporating, I guess, because water doesn't really go anywhere. It just changes forms, right? So I'm not really sure what the big deal is with the whole wasting water
thing.
Well,
you want to make sure that there's enough water so that your toilet functions properly, so that you're able to take a shower, so that you're able to, you know, have water to drink.
Right, and if you're using all of the ground, water, then
yeah, if you're using all of the water on your lawn, then it's not going back into the water system.
Sure, yeah, it'll
evaporate.
It has to be recycled again, and then it has to go through the processing plant, and it has to go through a whole other process in order to get back into usable form.
Yeah, no, I understand that governments suck at everything they do, and the government's in charge of delivering water in most places. So we shouldn't be surprised when, rather than, you know, working to discover new underground sources of water, desalination, other options as far as collecting water and transferring water and, you know, innovating in the realm of water delivery, rather than all that, their answer is to just crack down and threaten to arrest people. That's the government solution to a drought, rather than innovating and doing what a company might do that's interested in satisfying its consumers rather than locking them in a jail cell. Well, of course, the government's incentives are entirely backwards here.
And what's interesting in this case is that using water is not a victimless crime. They're basically saying that if you use this too much water, then you're making victims of basically everyone else who's not getting the water.
Yeah, I don't know if I would call that victimizing anybody.
No, like, I don't personally believe that. I think that, you know, if you're purchasing the water, if you're paying for it, you know, you're trading value for value. Like, that's your prerogative, but I don't think that's how the state is viewing it.
Well, that's something else that they could do, Ellen, is they could adjust water rates based on demand, right? Like, so if water is hard to come across, raise rates, and then maybe people will be a little more judicious about their use of that water. But, of course, in order for the government to raise rates, usually requires some sort of political wrangling and proposing of new ordinances or changing the rates. Because I know that around here in Keene, when the rates go up, there's some hubbub around it. It's not like they can just, poof, make the rates go up. They have to go through a political process first. So, the government's not nimble enough to respond to market signals and what's happening out there.
We can't raise the rates because then people will die of dehydration. But we can't
but
let people use the water because then everybody's going to be without it.
So I've actually pulled up the regulations that are in place on the water usage in California.
Okay.
And there are...
These are the emergency regulations.
Right. There are four things that are prohibited. The application of potable water to outdoor landscapes in a manner that causes runoff, such that water flows onto adjacent property, non-irrigated areas, private and public walkways, roadways, parking lots, or structures.
Hmm.
The use of a hose.
So, hold on, just to be clear. What that means is
you're watering your grass.
If you're watering your grass, if a drop runs into the gutter out in the front of the house,
or onto your driveway, or onto your sidewalk,
and it says specific,
or if it hits the side of your building.
It says specifically potable water, which means it's drinkable.
Right.
So if you're using water that's not potable, you can create runoff?
There's probably a regulation against that as well, but it's not in the emergency water conservation regulation. Item number two. The use of a hose that dispenses potable water to wash a motor vehicle, except where the hose is fitted with a shutoff nozzle or device attached to it that causes it to cease dispensing water immediately when not in use.
Uh-huh.
So if you've got one of the little water gun handle things.
Yeah, as most people probably have.
So that's okay if you've got that. But, you know, don't you dare sit on the upper balcony of your house to spray your lawn using that, because the cops will think that you have a gun and then come shoot you. And I've actually read stories,
wow,
plural, about that sort of thing happening.
We got two more. Hang on to him, Daryl. We're going to come back because we've got a different Daryl. He's on the line in Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live. Daryl in Texas, going once.
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air.
I had a friend of mine over in northeast Texas who was looking for a water from one of the local water places in East Texas, and he found so many holes in their water system, it was ridiculous that they put out the water, the potable water lines to the houses, and they don't maintain them. And I've also found out that
so when you say holes, you mean literal holes. You mean the pipes are so old,
the pipes are leaky.
They're literally leaking water into the ground, is what you're saying.
Yes, in some places there are small pinhole leaks. In other places, it's just ridiculous. And
wow.
And I mean, it's ridiculous just how badly most cities maintain their potable water systems.
I believe
it. And when I was working for a company here in Austin, I was talking to the CEO of the company. He was talking about how that in another city, I think, near in the northwest, in the north Texas, like west of somewhere around the Fort Worth area, that their system was just as bad. It just seems like from everything I've heard from, you know, people who would know, that the, most governments have a very bad, do a very bad job at actually managing potable water, that we really wouldn't have water problems, that they would actually keep up with the leaks.
Sounds totally believable to me, Daryl. Anything else you want to share tonight?
That's about it.
I appreciate the call and the inside scoop. Thanks for making it tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, maybe if the government would actually keep their system up to date and not allow rust, you know, holes to be developed due to rusty old pipes, to where the water is just pouring out into the to the underground, essentially. That what does that do to the water pressure, by the way? I mean, if water's constantly at various different points pouring out of these pipes, it's probably not helping the efficiency of the delivery process.
I'm sure they adjust it somehow to keep the pressure up, but still, that's incredibly wasteful.
Yes, it is, but doesn't cost them anything, I guess.
The application of potable water to driveways and or sidewalks is prohibited.
Okay.
Meaning that, you know, if you've got a big pile of dirt on your driveway, you can't hose that off. you cannot clean your driveway or your sidewalk.
Well, I know
with
that
water.
When I used to have one of those, I don't know what you call it. I guess watering devices that kind of will make a pattern where it shoots water up into the air and it kind of moves the pattern from one side to another. A sprinkler, but not like the sprinkler that shoots
the thing,
but
it,
like, yeah,
goes
it kind of
back
rains
and forth in like a rainbow,
yeah,
sort of thing.
Yeah, kind of rains down the water onto the yard. So if I set that up in the middle of my yard, as I used to in Florida, I had a really nice yard down there. And if one of the little sprouts of water coming off of that were to touch the sidewalk
or the driveway, or go back to prohibition number one, if it touches a structure,
so
meaning
the side
if
of the
it
house,
hits your house,
right,
then that is prohibited.
Illegal.
And
fines.
The fourth regulation, or the fourth thing that is prohibited in California under these emergency water regulations, the use of potable water in a fountain or other decorative water feature, except where the feature is part of a recirculating system.
Uh-huh.
So if it's got a pump in the bottom,
yeah,
and it just keeps regenerating or, you know, reusing the same water, that's okay. But if it requires that you have a water line running into it,
yeah,
that's prohibited. Fines of up to $500 for each day the violation
it
occurs.
It is per day. Okay, that's what I thought. There's more coming up here. We'll continue in hour number three because this is just part of the story. The part of the story about the folks who are in trouble for not watering enough while they're also being told they can't water much at all. What about the people who are snitching on in this case? There is a whole infrastructure set up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on a love connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, they just cover it up. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth, for 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store. I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.